seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Look at you set up in a room like a professional.
I am taking my job seriously.
It is freaking about time. Has it been a year and a half?
It's been like 3 years, Emily.
Has it been 3 years? Yes. Oh my gosh.
We've been doing this podcast for 3 years.
Are you kidding me? I didn't even know that.
I'm not kidding at all. Yeah, I'm totally serious.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does. Sure does. Nice to see your face.
You too. And for professional, we should mention that I'm in my kids' room.
Well, yeah, and I'm in my closet, so how?
Yeah.
You.
But we both have professional microphones.
We do.
So we do. I hope the sound quality, I hope I've never sounded better.
Oh, man. So we're on day 4 of fevers of like 107.
Oh, no, that's really high.
Like his brain's about to just be cooked.
Is that really what his temperature is?
Yeah, no, 107. 107.
Sometimes you exaggerate.
So no, I know. No, not in this. Not in this case. But
buddy.
I know. And neither one of us get paid if we don't work. Like we don't have PTO or anything. So, and my mother-in-law has cancer, and so she has no immune system. So even though she's across the street, like she can't help. And anyway.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. He let the weekend go by totally fine and just waited on Monday morning. I was literally going out to work in my new black scrubs. My first time wearing them.
You don't have teal anymore?
I don't have teal anymore, but I also can't go to work in them because of this. He's doing it on purpose.
So it's you and your husband that have fevers.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. My son has been sick. And so because of that, me and my husband have to figure out how to not go to work and, you know, still get paid. So we're thinking of going into bank robbing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Neil and I have looked into that.
Okay. I mean, Christmas is coming up.
I know. There's nothing like better than a husband and wife bank robbing.
It's a duo.
It really brings you close together.
Teamwork,
adrenaline rush, you know.
You have to communicate well.
You do.
All right. So Katie said there are so many problems with celebrating. People apparently have a lot of problems.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate their problems. I saw you on Instagram, Rudy.
It was very confusing. We're going to celebrate problems. Celebrating problems. It's like, oh, that's interesting. That is a perspective shift, Emily.
Well, we're going to problem solve our celebrations.
That's good. So I should preface this with something kind of serious.
Oh, do it.
But I thought it was a good reminder because my friend Ashley, who lost her little boy to cancer a week before Gavin was born, messaged me and said, my problems with celebrating would make for a very depressing podcast. And I said, and one that I have no idea what advice to offer for. She laughed and then said, reason I will not submit any problems. And I said, I'm so sorry. And she said, it's okay, friend. If you get any grief-related problems, the answer is anything goes.
Mm.
And so I just thought that was because we make light of problems on this show. And I don't want anyone to, there are some people that are going to have a really hard time celebrating this holiday, and we have no answers for you.
Like, no.
We're just very sorry. And as my friend Ashley says, anything goes.
That is so smart. I'm so thankful that you said that. It's really good. And also, because I was up in the middle of the night thinking about this, because I was, you know, in the middle of the night. Gosh, I don't know. I'm just sitting there going, man, what is my life? I've only been asleep in the daytime and awake at night lately. But anyway, it reminds me of when they were really little kids up at night.
Mm.
Anyway, do you have any idea what that's like?
None. No.
But I was thinking, you know, how my answer for everything is just talk to them about it. And I think I never share kind of there's some really hard people in my family. Like, I don't share about that because I want to, like, honor them, even though they're really mean to me and they hate my guts. But I think that I just wanted to say also, when I say that, it's not because I have, like, I don't have that heart of people. Like, I literally, I made a therapist burst into tears when I told her my story. And another one, I remember she put her head in her hands and just said, I need a minute. So,
wow.
So I'm breaking professionals. So when I say, like, talk about conflict resolution, it's not because my family is all super and nice and I don't know what I'm talking about.
For sure. For sure. We've never thought you were perfect, Emily.
What?
Gosh. Don't worry.
All right. I'm pulling up these problems. Oh, my gosh. Katie's the best. She's highlighted in different colors, like, the most important parts of each of these emails.
Oh, my gosh. What a gem.
She's
amazing. She needs a raise. She needs a raise.
I gave her a raise. And if she's saying,
another one.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Is that coming out of your payroll? All right. And she didn't, she's, okay, so I want to put people's names. And Katie wants everyone to be anonymous. And so she didn't put their names. Okay, here we go. Here's number one. And I haven't listened to any of these. All right, so someone with the initial O. Dang.
Oprah?
Yes, Oprah? I know. How cool of her to write in.
Wow.
How do I kindly tell my in-laws, who love going crazy buying Christmas gifts for the kids, that I want them to cool it?
I knew this would be a problem topic.
Yes. Well, okay. She goes on. I also don't want to spend gobs of money reciprocating those gifts that I don't even want in the first place. Is there a way to kindly say this, or should I stop being a Grinch and just indulge my kids and their kids while also stashing some of the gifts away for my kids on a rainy day? Love your podcast. Can't wait to hear the next problem solved. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey. Wow. I didn't even know she had children. This is a hot topic because everyone's into minimalism lately. Mm. And I get it. Like, I get that I don't want a lot of toys for my kids. And I'm constantly purging. It's so fun. I love to purge.
Me too.
But I think it gets really dangerous when we start to tell our family or people who are giving us gifts to stop. I think it will hurt the relationship more than it will hurt you to have more stuff in your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get it because I am the same way and I wish nobody gave any of my kids toys, but I also know my mom loves giving gifts.
There literally is a joy to give.
Yes. And so we receive them and my kids love them and play with them and we keep them for a season. We actually hide toys in the basement and bring them up on like snow days or rainy days, as she said. And I think it brings new life to those toys. And then you don't have to have them out in your house all the time either. So my always answer for this is don't even bring the subject up because I think it will hurt the relationship and that's not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with that. Also, I think that as the gift giver, it's hard enough to know what to get. So to put the additional pressure, like, it had better be so amazing because I only have 3.5 toys per child,
right,
or whatever. Yeah, it takes the fun out of it. And yeah, if you want to not have fun, you stop having fun thinking about all the things and then let them all have fun giving and getting. And you just be over there not having fun. But she said, like, I think I need to stop being a Grinch. Yeah, it's fine. Or some people, I think, give away a portion of the toys to, like, child crisis centers or something. I don't know.
Yeah. There's lots of things to do with them.
It feels like a lot of work.
That the giver doesn't need to know about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But also, my mom has also really appreciated when I've given her, like, Amazon lists, links of different, like, things that I know my kids will play with and we like. Or she's bought us museum passes or zoo passes. So I always think, like, dropping, if they're open to ideas, then surely your kids want some toy, you know, or a gift card or something.
Or what my mother-in-law does is she will buy them presents and keep them at her house.
Ooh.
So then when they come, they have new things to play with there and it's not cluttering up my house, and I don't care what they are, and she gets to buy exactly what she wants them to have.
For sure.
So if they're close enough by, just say like, oh my gosh, those will be great at your house. And maybe even open them at their house and then let them just stay at the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to start a social media movement called Give Me All the Toys. I don't know yet. I'm still working on the name, but
it's kind of an anti-minimalist movement.
Yes. It's like honor the gift giver. I don't know. I feel like when we get into this, because, and I really can relate because I want to tell everyone to stop giving my kids toys, but I have actually had the conversation and it didn't go well. And now my mom, I think, feels hesitant to give us toys, even though she really enjoys it. And that makes me sad. So
that's really good wisdom from the other side. I've had the conversation and it didn't do what I thought.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's every single day new toys. It's like a season of ridiculousness. My problem is like the tiny little beads that you glue together or the little poppy thing, things that are going to get everywhere and under my, in between my toes when I walk through my kitchen. That's the kind of stuff that like hurts my mental health.
Right.
I don't even care. I just throw it away when the kids are at school. When they lose interest, I'm not completely heartless.
Not the day after they get their gift.
No. No.
Right.
After the minute they open it, I put it in the trash.
In the trash.
Okay. Here's another problem. My mom insists that her grown children and son-in-law wear pajama tops and leggings for Christmas card photos that are sent out to hundreds of her closest friends and relatives. I told her I don't want to wear leggings as pants as a general rule, and she still sent out the email informing us of the plan. What do I do? I don't think a glitter tutu is an option here. That's funny. That's my first thought. Just make a tutu.
That was my first thought, too.
That's so funny. Sincerely, future struggling mom. She's 7 months pregnant. PSA, love the show, and I love you guys.
So is she going to have to wear maternity leggings this year?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know maternity leggings were a thing. Aren't they all just scratchy?
No, there's some with a panel for your belly.
Panel.
Extra wow. Panel.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like men in leggings, no. Okay, so what do? She does not want to wear leggings and pants. Hundreds of people are going to get pictures of them in leggings.
Doesn't sound like it's the first time, though. So maybe they're used to seeing all the goods from this family.
Maybe. Okay, so I'm curious of the posing. Like, can she sit down? Like, is there a way to hide all of the Christmas packages?
Oh, dear. See, at first I thought it was just Christmas jammies. And then I was going to be like, I'm totally going to be that grandma who makes everyone.
Because pajama pants are fine.
Right. The leggings is a little over the top.
Maybe the mom's been doing a lot of like Pilates as a retiree. And so she's pretty proud of her legs. So maybe she can wear leggings.
She can wear leggings. I think this is one of those talk to them issues. Say, we really enjoy wearing matching pajamas.
I love twinning with you.
Yes. But are just wondering if we can wear looser bottoms. It's a modesty issue. I want to honor Jesus. Throw Jesus in there.
Throw Jesus in there. Yes. I had a friend who, their family did this, but they took it a step further and they were all in a bed together.
No, no, no. Yeah.
So I would say to this girl, at least you're not all in a bed together.
It could be worse.
Man, no, I would say just ask if there's a possibility of looser pants and then go with it.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Solved. We need a solved like bell or something.
Yes. Katie, can you find that for us?
Katie, Rachel. Find a bell. Okay. Dear problem solver crew, I need you. We host family every year and I'm in a pickle. I hate scrubbing the floors and sweeping when you know everyone's dirty shoes are tracking in Lord only knows what. But I'm not sure I want everyone to take their shoes off in a house and smell stinky feet. Let's be honest. No Scentsy is strong enough for that. Do I really need to sweep the floor before and after? Is it appropriate to have people wear surgical shoe coverings? Okay, this is Haley from Indiana.
Oh, we got a name.
We did. Katie forgot to take this one out. Okay, so I lived in China.
Yes.
and they always take their shoes off.
Yes.
And for a while after I got back from China, I wanted everybody to take their shoes off.
Okay.
Just because you just get used to everybody in stocking feet and you feel like it's cleaner. And I'm not saying that's not cleaner, but I couldn't keep up with making everybody take their shoes off. And some people really do have smelly feet and they feel embarrassed about it.
Right.
As they should. And I don't want to smell it either. So I would err on the side of cleaning it after and not before, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you can spot clean after.
Sure. Yeah. Is the issue more the stinky feet or the cleaning, do you think?
She starts off by saying, I hate scrubbing floors. Sounds like the issue is she doesn't want to clean. Maybe hire somebody to clean your floors. Maybe pay your kids. They're not going to do a good job.
No, but did you see Gavin walking around with a duster yesterday on my Insta story?
It was adorable.
So cute. I've had a friend who has slippers in a basket that she lets people wear. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm not sure how I feel about wearing someone else's slippers.
Is she Asian? She's got to be Asian.
No, she's not.
What? Because that is a whole, that's such a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just have tons of slippers on the floor in one pile and then tons of everybody's shoes on the floor in another pile. And then you just put another pair of slippers on. They're like the sliders, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she has any Asian affiliation has never lived in China. So I don't know. Maybe this is becoming an American thing, too.
Maybe it is. I want to stop for a second and tell you about Zola. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. You can conveniently manage everything online in one place. It saves so much time for couples. Also, you get a start with a free wedding website. They didn't do that back when I got married 15 years ago, but wedding websites are a thing, and Zola has them for free. There are hundreds of beautiful wedding website designs to choose from, and you can add photos and stories about how you met and all that ushy-gushy lovey stuff. You can also build your registry on Zola. They're the only place where you can register for honeymoon funds and gift cards, along with regular physical gifts. And you can even do your wedding invites on Zola. They have thousands of designs for every style and color scheme that you could even imagine. Plus, Zola's prices are very friendly. Their wedding paper is not going to blow your budget. Let me tell you, I am not in the market for a wedding registry, but I looked on Zola. It was gorgeous. I ended up buying a bunch of stuff for myself. So you don't even have to be registering, but the things that they have on there are gorgeous. So to build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 towards your registry, go to zola.com/struggling and get started today. So again, go to zola.com/struggling and you can build your free wedding website and get $50 towards your registry. That's zola.com/struggling. All right. Katie, Emily, and Rebecca. People really think that's your name.
And Katie is not part of this.
Yeah. Katie may have added her name just to
love
be
you,
part
Katie.
Of this.
Love you, Katie. Yeah.
Okay, my problem is that people come over to our house, but they don't supervise their own kids. We love having people from our church over, and we love being able to tell them to bring their kids. But I usually end up babysitting the kids in one room to make sure they're not destroying our house or each other, while the other adults are living it up in the other room. Am I being too uptight? I try to let little things go, but I draw the line at Hot Wheels cars being thrown at the living room windows and barbecue sauce being squirted at the ceiling, which I'm still finding splatters of that I missed every week. I've considered hiring somebody to babysit the kids in a separate room, but since our church has no teenagers, it'd be an adult who'd be missing out. Is there another option I haven't thought of? Our church is about to start small groups in the new year and we'll be hosting one weekly, so I feel like I need to figure out this now more than ever. Thanks in advance, Jen Ugly.
Why does the babysitter have to be from their church?
Maybe that's just all the ones they know of.
Okay. I would find a babysitter on care.com for a week, especially if they're starting the weekly small group. I would find a babysitter who can commit to coming every whatever it is, Wednesday night.
You like care.com? I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can find babysitters on there.
And they're like reviewed and...
Yep, you can search just for ones with background checks and then you can host interviews before you hire them, like in-person interviews.
I like it.
So, yeah, I think she definitely needs to be part of the group. She doesn't need to be babysitting. That's frustrating.
That is frustrating. Care.com. I love it. Okay, how about this? For our Thanksgiving, we're going to my extended family celebration where there can be upwards of 50 in attendance. I don't know why I'm reading it so dramatically, all of them.
I thought you were going to say like 500.
No, but 50 is a lot.
That is a lot.
Everybody has 2 to 3 kids ranging in all the ages. It can be chaos. My kids are on the younger side. They're ages 5 through 8, and they're all girls, and they get overstimulated, and they even end up crying because of all the rambunctious older cousins. They let them watch games on their phones and stuff like play games on the phones. This whole situation caused anxiety for me and arguments between my husband and I. We live 4 hours from our family, and we only see them twice a year for get-togethers. How can we make these family times not suck and be life-draining? Isn't that the magical question we all want to know?
Oh, yes.
P.S. We're going to skip going this year, but my grandma's in poor health, and this might be our last holiday with her. Sammy.
They are going to skip this year.
No, they were going to, but then they grandma got sick.
Okay.
This might be hard, but if they get really overstimulated, it may be, I mean, I'm a big fan of earplugs. They don't have to be anything you can see.
Yeah.
I don't know if little kids would put them in, but if there's a lot of noise, maybe if they're old lady little kids, like me, they might like.
And, yeah. Then grandma's going to worry they're deaf or something, or Aunt Susie is going to come up and be like,
Aunt Susie,
I've been trying to talk to your daughter, and she will.
Why is she so rude?
Like she can't hear me or something.
Okay, fine. Never mind the earplugs.
No, that was a decent idea. Not great. Just it was good.
Oh, man.
I mean, I like going on family walks. I mean, we never have more than that many people at a family event, but we do go on walks like after Thanksgiving dinner. Not everybody, but somebody does. And so that might be a nice way to just get out in the middle is take a couple cousins and an aunt on a walk or something. Not just your family, but a smaller group.
Yeah. Okay. Well, or also just prep the kids ahead of time. Like,
yeah,
we're going to have time out time. Yeah. Or we're going to have like, this will be our space. Like maybe a bathroom or some bedroom or something, and just say, when you're stressed out, come get me and we'll go in here and calm down for 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's really good. Secret signals, those are fun.
Oh, like baseball players,
right? So if you're across the room from each other,
it's good. Yeah, you can make it fun, and they may really be less nervous if they know they've got a plan for if they get nervous.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
I wish the answer was don't go, but I think you would regret that.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if grandma's sick. Mm-hmm. And not to minimize it, but it is 2 times a year.
Right. Yeah.
So sometimes we just got
it up.
I know. It's not fun.
It isn't.
Okay. Here's one. I think I like hosting, but every time I host, I become grumpy, sweaty, and distracted. Here's my struggle areas. Number one, any advice on how to actually sit down and enjoy the celebration when I'm hosting? And number two, what do you do with all the kids during the celebrations? We have a small home and I always hesitate to invite families with kids because it gets so wild with any more than our 3 kids in here. Jessica. So what do you do with all the kids during celebrations? This is it stresses me out when I have that many kids in my house. That many meaning any, including my own.
Including your own. Well, I can't remember the last time that we've hosted anything at our house with kids. Really hosted anything at our house, period. So I don't have like hands-on experience with this.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Jessica. It's going to be a dumpster fire. You just have to know that because I've found the kids playing with mirror shards of broken glass in the backyard. They're knocking on front yard people and running away. It's going to be a disaster. And then it's a teachable moment because you can come in and be like, hey, let's not do that. What about that plan? I'd like you to engage your brains, bring them online, even though we've got some friends around. Okay. That's what I brought in my daughter and gave her and her friends an actual tongue lashing. I was nice, but I was like, do employ your brain. I mean, you were given it for a reason. Anyway, and I had never met this friend before, so she's probably like, and goodbye. But I don't know, just expect it to be bad and then pray for safety and then talk about it afterwards. Because they are going to lose their brains when they're around their kids, their other friends.
Right. Yeah. But it seems like as far as like one of her problems was sitting. How do you enjoy it while you're hosting?
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
what would you say?
I'm stuck on the kids part. Honestly, just sit your butt down and try to like it takes so much effort. After my daughter was riling up the neighbors in the front yard, I came in and did dishes because I was so mad. So I wasn't trying to engage. But usually I try to sit there and like have a conversation. But it does take like a lot of effort and focus.
Yeah, I bet. I've been to some parties where people are hosting things. And one thing I noticed was my friend had hired, I think it was the same person she hires to like nanny her kids just a few hours a week, but hired her to be there during the party for whatever was needed, like filling
so
up
smart.
Pictures, making sure kids are not knocking on neighbors' doors, you know?
That's such a good idea. But here's the deal. I told her, I immediately said, you will write apology letters and deliver them to every single door you knocked on, which I wasn't out there. I don't know which one she knocked on. And then Eric later, who's so good about helping me remember my own brain, he's like, hey, did you ever do that when you were little? I'm like, 100%. He's like, did you make it better with the apology note? I was like, I sure did not. He said, did you ever do anything else? I was like, oh, yeah, I TP'd. I egged people's houses, you know. And he's like, and you wrote apology notes for that? No, I did not. So she got out of the apology note thing. And I got a perspective shift. Thank you, Eric. All right. My name is Sydney. I'm 26-year-old mom of, oh my gosh, I thought she said of five, but of a five-month-old. Okay. Whew. I started listening to your podcast before I found out I was pregnant. That's so nice. I'm always interested in people who listen to my show before they're pregnant. My husband and I are from a small town in California. I follow you on Instagram and I saw your post about celebrating well. I wanted to reach out and see if you could bring light to celebrating the holidays with divorced parents. Oh man, girl, I get you. Both my husband and I have divorced parents. My parents let me grow in my own family traditions, but my husband, who's 31, has parents who still ask if he's going to mom or dad's holiday celebration this year. I feel like we're too old to be pawns of divorce anymore, especially now that we have children of our own or a child of our own. I ended up inviting all of our parents to our Thanksgiving. None of his parents are coming, but we're still expected to extend a Thanksgiving on Friday with his mom and on Saturday with his dad, which kind of runs over all my free decorating plans this year. That stinks. I'm trying to leave my past of being a child of divorce and support our daughter. It's also incredibly hard for our marriage to flourish in situations like this when a family pulls us all over and we have a hard time focusing on our own family. Oh, and then Katie, so sweet. She wrote a note at the bottom to me because we're both.
Katie, my sister. Not a part of this.
Okay. But Katie said, I love the way you handled this in Arizona because, yeah, being a child of divorce, I remember as the oldest, everybody worked together to try to make it times that didn't conflict. But as the oldest child, I had to drive around all over town getting everybody everywhere. It was stressful.
This is before you were married?
Yeah, right no, after? Like as I was, you know, when I was like 18 or whatever.
Okay.
Driving the siblings all around to get everybody to make everybody happy and get to the
right.
most important part of that particular event. It was a lot of stress. And so anyway, she said that she liked the way I did it. I did a lot of what Sydney did. I invite everybody over to my house. And if you can't get freaking past yourself to come and enjoy the holiday,
mm-hmm.
you know, see you later.
Yeah.
And so, That's how I did it. My dad brought pot and passed it out. It was just
amazing.
A whole... Yeah, I think everybody contributed in their own way.
In their own giftings and personalities.
Oh, man. Anyway, so yeah, if you can invite everybody over and like, okay, what she says, I'm still expected to go this and that and that. They can expect all they want. That doesn't mean that you need to do that. And they're going to be mad. But right now you're mad.
Right.
And like you said, you're ruining your holiday. So let them expect and let them be mad. And you do what you want.
Yeah. You with your husband decide what years you're going to do. Make it fair, you know, what years you're going to go to which house, maybe. That way the expectation is out there and you've set your boundaries for your family.
Yeah. Or if like your mom is super into Christmas and they don't really care about it, then you do Thanksgiving with the other family and Christmas with your, I mean, I don't know.
Yes. Or just move to another small town in Iowa.
There's so many small towns. Find a new one, Sydney.
Make one hard to get to, you know?
Yes, somewhere in the mountains that you have to take like a boat to get to. Okay, I have an unfortunate birthday, December 26th. Yeah, that is unfortunate. Yeah. Unlike your birthday, though, my day is a day where everyone has all celebrated out and they don't want to do anything. Added to this, my husband is a combat veteran with PTSD who doesn't do well around crowds. Bless his heart. So my problem is twofold. I really want to have a party this year because I'm turning 40. Girl, you're like literally only a couple days older than me. I haven't had a proper birthday party since I was a teenager. So how do I plan a birthday party that people will actually show up for and that my husband will also enjoy? Amelia. Oh, that's my friend Amy. I know her.
Oh.
Amy. Gosh.
Man, my first thought was going to be, until she said she's turning 40, is maybe she should celebrate her birthday in the summer. You know, some people do that as kids. Like they
have birthdays.
Their birthday parties would be, if they have a December 26th birthday, they would have that birthday in July instead, the party.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a big birthday. So it's a little late for that, Amelia.
I wonder if you could have a girls' party or if he like super wants to be there. He may be really glad to not have to be there.
True. Yeah.
He's not into parties.
But I wonder if it's important for her that he's there.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do a special date just for the two of them to celebrate her birthday. And then she could go wild and crazy with the girls.
Yeah. I've been to her birthday party when she was a teenager. We did a murder mystery. It was so fun.
Ooh, that was the last birthday she ever had.
My goodness.
You know what would be fun? If she likes shopping. Everyone that I know likes to go hit up the after Christmas sales.
Oh,
I wonder if she had like a girls' fun little shopping trip and then lunch or something. Because I know one of the problems was that everyone's already like partied out.
Yes.
But you can bet they're out there shopping those after Christmas sales.
That sounds so fun. You could do that and then get like pedicures or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Tom and I don't think he's dying to come to a birthday party, but maybe he is.
But maybe he likes pedicures.
Maybe he likes pedicures. And I would like to go by my old standby, earplugs. I love earplugs.
Emily's answer to everything. If it's not, go talk to them. It's wear earplugs. Either ignore them completely or go talk to them.
Or go talk to them while wearing earplugs. And for all you know, it went great. I'm not sure if you know this, but the holidays are just around the corner. So how's the holiday shopping going? I don't want to talk about mine. I know Rebecca is already done with hers and blah, blah, blah. That's amazing. I have bought like two things. So if you're like me and you're struggling to find the perfect gift for someone that you love, especially if it's grandparents, because they love pictures of their grandkids, I would highly recommend Canvas People. They're going to print your favorite memories on canvas and turn them into unique works of art that make any space look really fancy and nice. I've told you all before, I have canvases from Canvas People all over my house. They make really great gifts that you know are going to make the people super happy. And honestly, we need to get all those pictures off our phones and in front of our eyeballs on a regular basis. So as a very special limited time holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvas for free. That's right, completely free. These normally sell for $69.99, but you're going to pay nothing other than shipping and handling. So to get your free canvas, text MSW to 64000. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer is not going to last, so please go ahead and text MSW to 64000. That's MSW to 64000. Did you grow up watching Bob and Larry and the rest of the VeggieTales gang? Now your kids can too, with Minnow. So Minnow is an ad-free streaming video app that's designed just for kids. It has 30 episodes of classic VeggieTales, plus thousands of other shows that teach your kids about Jesus. My kids, when they were younger, they loved it, watched it all the time. The good thing is you can feel safe letting your kids choose any show that they want to watch on Minnow. You don't have to worry about what might pop up, and there aren't any commercials. So visit gominnow.com, that's M-I-N-N-O. Use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL to begin your 7-day trial for free. You can start streaming anytime, anywhere on your phone, tablet, TV, or computer. You can even download your favorite shows to go and stream on multiple devices at once. With Minnow, kids discover God in stories they love, and parents find expert help and everyday encouragement as they lead their family in faith. Minnow helps you have the conversations that really matter with your kids so you can experience the goodness of God together. Minnow, stories kids love and values that parents trust. Use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL, all one word, to start your free trial today at gominnow.com. And Minnow is spelled M-I-N-N-O. So again, go to gominnow.com and use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL, and you can start your free trial today. My family is currently fostering. First of all, thank you so much for doing that. Jennifer Castleman, you are a saint. It is so important. Okay, so we're fostering, and we know that we're going to get a lot of questions about our placement and how it's going. It's a very stressful situation, and we're having to make some major decisions that are going to affect this kiddo's future. What can we say that won't seem rude or dismissive, but also will shut down follow-up questions? That's good. That's hard. You know who I think, Jennifer, you should ask, is Meg Dirksen on Instagram. She's fostering right now, and she's really good at that stuff. Just an idea.
Is that your answer?
No, I'm still thinking, but Meg was the first one I thought, you know, from the Whatever Craft House.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you shut down, just in general, invasive questions that you don't want to answer more about?
I don't know. I'm not good at this. I've never really thought through.
Yeah. I appreciate your concern. Thank you for asking. I mean, that's fine. Thank you for asking. But then maybe because they don't know what exactly you can and cannot talk about. And really, honestly, some of it is legally, you can't talk about it. And so you can just blanket, you can't talk about all of it.
Yeah. And you can say, I wish I could share more with you, but I'm right now legally not allowed to.
And you can just say, I would appreciate your prayers legitimately. Yeah. Thank you for asking. It's been, and then you can talk about your experience. This has been really hard for me, or this has really helped me learn to trust the Lord, like, each day. I'm exhausted. And you could turn it into about you, which is my favorite thing to do anyhow. I do it naturally.
Right.
But anyway.
Drop a little plug for your meal train in there.
That's true. Yeah. I do love lasagna.
Right. Yeah, I think that's good.
I have little kids, three of them. 4, 3, and 1. Celebrations are hard. If I tell them ahead of time what's going on, they flip out every day until it happens and we go to the party. But if I don't tell them, they flip out when we get there and they didn't know about it. What is one to do? Don't go to celebrations until they're older. Never leave the house. Help. Thanks, Gretchen. First of all, I love the name Gretchen.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice name.
So what would you do?
Oh, man, my kids freak out every day over everything. So you're just, there's no avoiding the freak out. I feel like it's better to have them freak out one time before you get to the party than freak out every day until the party happens.
I wonder if they're freaking out like they're excited, or.
That's what my kids would do. Oh, yeah. But yeah.
We always did the like little chain that you make and then you take off a.
Oh, yeah.
We can get like a post-it note and write the dates, the days, and then rip off one every day. And then that's the how many days. If they're excited. Right. Yeah, don't tell if them if they're not excited.
Right.
Hmm. Renee Riddle would like an alternative for a traditional Christmas tree that my one-year-old can't eat or pull apart without losing the specialness of a tree for the holidays. You're good at decorating. Do you know of Christmas tree alternatives?
Oh, man.
Is Gavin eating trees these days?
No, although we haven't put ours up yet, so...
He might.
He might. I don't know. Christmas tree alternatives. Well, how about just a smaller one that's on top of a table?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, something taller than the one-year-old.
Yeah.
They don't ever feel as nice if they're, like, tabletop ones.
I know, but little solutions here. Very
little. That's good. I like that. That's good. Renee, that's all we have for you.
You could lock your child in his room for all of December.
January 1, let that joker out.
Let him out. We're joking about it. That's it.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
Lanzy. That's cute. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Is it like the southern way to say Lindsay?
Oh, maybe. I have 4 kids. The oldest is 7. Someone's always getting sick during this time of year. I never want to commit to a celebration because I know I'm probably just going to end up canceling because of a sick kid. I just had a dinner party canceled tonight because of some sick kid. My only solution is planning a masked party where everyone has to wear masks along the same idea as a crappy dinner party. But I don't think people would come. I think that's fun. I think that's funny. I like
Yeah. It. What if you planned like a sick day dinner? Like y'all just come in your pajamas and watch. That's a dumb idea. That's dumb.
It's not dumb. I love it. I think there are masks when we lived in China and SARS was a problem.
Yeah.
There are like the face masks you can get that are made out of cloth. You can have a party where everybody like get fabric markers and everybody decorates their own face mask and then you wear them for the rest of the party.
Sounds like Halloween.
But it's not like it's like just a mask around your nose and your mouth.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
not like a clown mask or something.
Well, someone could decorate it like a clown and then.
Okay. Then it's very exactly scary. Like Halloween.
Okay.
I don't know. For a nurse, I do not care about sickness.
Yeah.
I say bring your sick kid. But not everybody feels that way. People get mad.
It's true. Yeah. Especially if there's newborns or babies.
Oh, babies. I forget about them.
Right. Yeah. I still think she should plan the party.
Or only do last minute crappy dinner parties where you just call people up and say,
yeah. Hey, everyone's healthy. Come over
it's
now.
In 3 hours.
Hurry. Yeah. Yeah. Bring something from your freezer.
Let's do. Okay. My daughter and I want an update on the oyster casserole and if it's still making appearances with grandma.
Oh, do you remember that episode?
I do remember it.
It was one of our better ones.
Oh, aren't they all top notch?
You know,
that last one was not. We were low energy.
Yes. I would be interested in seeing if we've gotten worse over the 3 years.
Oh, I do not want to know that. That hurts my feelings. Tell Rebecca if we're worse. Tell me if we're better.
Oh, we were really funny that first season, though.
That's funny. I don't notice it. I don't know. So oyster casserole, is that something that you have? How did that come up?
Somebody wrote in with a problem about oyster casserole. And I forget what all of our genius solutions were, but whoever that was, if you're still listening, please let us know if our solutions helped your problem.
Yeah, and I've
somebody was making it and they didn't want to eat it, I think. Somebody will bring it every family dinner.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Logan. All 3 of my kids and my husband have winter birthdays. That's poor planning on your part. Logan. Mm-hmm. So this is on you. I'm just kidding.
First of all,
2 of them are right before Christmas and then 2 of them are right after Christmas. And I really struggle with celebrating them because I'm poor, I'm tired, and I can't fit one more thing into my holiday season. I feel so guilty that I don't properly celebrate their birthdays though. Okay, so you've got 4 kids.
Yes.
3 before three Christmas. Kids.
Oh, okay.
But then a husband.
Oh, he doesn't count. He doesn't need
He can. He's fine. So 3 kids, maybe you pick 2 of them and celebrate their half birthdays. Or maybe one of them gets their half birthday celebrated that year. And then you rotate who gets their half birthday celebrated. And so then you at least only have to, or have two of them do their half birthdays, and then you just have to do Christmas and one other kid in the Christmas season.
Right. Or like, don't even worry about half birthday. It's just one kid gets a birthday every year.
I don't know. Or maybe you just space them out and say you're celebrating your birthday in October this year. Just move them to the next available month.
Or make it fun and let them draw from a hat when their birthday is going to be, but only put in the months that you want that, you know, you want them to choose. So
that's fun.
And then they're excited about it rather than being told that their birthday has been moved.
And it could be their fake birthday.
Right. Yeah. And then on their birthday in December, you still need to make it a little bit special, like have rainbow pancakes in the morning or something super easy and cheap, you know.
Yes. My daughter always wants orange Tic Tacs. I really lucked out with that tradition.
Yeah.
It's 98 cents.
Just one bottle, huh? One little box.
I don't know. I think fake birthday would be like a fun tradition.
Yeah, I really like that.
Logan, that's one of our best solutions, I think.
Winner.
All right, guys, we can't get to all these, but these have been so fun. I love having them in an email form. I love that Katie color-coded them.
Thank you, Katie. I'm trying to insert your way into this segment.
Hysterical. That's so funny. All right, guys, we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening to all these problems. Thank you for having problems.
Having
for us
so many.
We will see you next week. Next week, we're going to talk about, like, in December, we're going to talk about finishing well, because it kind of only makes sense.
That does make sense. Is January going to be beginning well?
No, it's going to be about saving, because we ain't got no money.
I like that too.
And then February is going to be about conflict because it's Valentine's Day. I thought that was funny.
Because the other option was S-E-X, and Emily, don't talk about that.
I can't. Hey, you didn't do that great either. You got uncomfortable too.
And you know how many messages I get on my Instagram now whenever I have country music playing, like, in my Instagram?
It's so funny. I have thought about your country music comments so many times. I love it. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
You make fun of us for doing that, and then you do it.
It's hard not to.
Right? The temptation is real.
Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Evelyn. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved.